Cionhill.com. That's Cionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast already in progress.
The book of James, chapter 4, verse number 8. Very simple. Draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. While you're standing, let us pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Grass will wither, flowers will fade, but your word will stand forever. Holy Spirit, you told us, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Lord, I pray for divine understanding. Help our hearing, O God, be glorified in this house. Use me to be a channel of blessing to your children. Lord, I pray while I'm feeding others, I myself will not be a castaway. I pray, O God, for spiritual growth, spiritual maturity, healing and deliverance in this house. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. Thank God for all of you who are visiting with us, whether you're in the house, whether you're live streaming, watching on television, listening by radio, we are grateful. Today I want to talk with you on the subject titled, The Cost of the Anointing. For those of you who are joining us for the first time, by permission of the Holy Spirit, I started to teach a series of lessons on the anointing. The last time we talked about this subject, we addressed three questions. We asked the question, what is the anointing? And then we talked about why we need the anointing. And we also talked about how we can receive the anointing. Today I'm going to be talking about the cost of the anointing. If I may remind you, when we talked about what is the anointing, we said it's simply God's super on our natural. We also mentioned to you another way to look at the anointing is to see it as the power of God, God's power on an ordinary human being. And we mentioned to you it also is God's presence in the life of a human being. Then we talked about why we need that. And I mentioned to you, brothers and sisters, you and me, if all we do is by ourselves, we're not going to make it. We're limited. We're finite. So to fulfill your destiny, to subdue kingdoms, the Bible talks about the people that know their God shall do great exploit. So the question must be asked, how are you going to do great exploit without God? That's why the songwriters say, without God, I can do nothing. So, my brother, my sisters, you need the anointing. I need the anointing. For me, for example, as a pastor, it takes the anointing for me to be able to heal somebody. On my own, I cannot heal nobody. For you as a mother, as a father, you need the anointing to raise your children. For you as an employee of any company, is the anointing that will cause you to stand out among your peers. So that you're not just a school teacher. You're not just a social worker. You're not just a nurse. You're not just a farmer or whatever you do for a living. The anointing of God will cause you to stand out among your peers. So when we talk about the anointing, this is not just for the preacher. This is for every human being. The reason why some of you aged up beyond your age is because you're doing everything in your own strength. You need the anointing. I cannot even pastor this church without the anointing. How are you going to keep up with over 3,000 people when you're one person? It takes the anointing. So all of us need this thing called the anointing. For example, the anointing can amplify your voice. All of a sudden, you're a country preacher. Now, people are hearing you all over the place. Nations. That's what the anointing does. The anointing is what will break chains in your life. I don't know about you. There are many of us, and I've been there, I've been a victim of this. We're walking around with shackles. Some visible, some invisible. It takes the anointing to remove burden and destroy yokes. So what am I saying? You need the anointing. I need the anointing. Anointing is what gives you access to the throne. Have you ever been to a place where the door just swing wide open? And everybody have to join cliques and jump the hoops and kiss up to people. But for you, because you are anointed, help me Holy Spirit today. You find the doors swinging wide open. Are you all still here? And then I share with you how you can be anointed. I said there are anointing that comes directly from Almighty God. But I also told you there are anointing that you can get by impartation. You can see a woman or a man that is a carrier of the anointing. And you get them to lay hand on you. Amen. Are you all still here? So today, I want to focus on what it's going to cost you. I told you in the past, there are anointings within you, but there are anointing upon you. That's right, Pastor. So zoom in on that anointing that is upon you. It is what enables you to do things that others are struggling. You need it. On your job, you need it. In your business, you need it. In your ministry, you need it. Even in your family. Just on your life, period. You need the anointing. I need the anointing. Now, why am I talking about cost or the price? Well, I'm glad you asked. We know salvation is free, but anointing will cost you. Are you still here this morning? You say, well, if it's going to cost me, Pastor, I better leave it alone. Well, let me help you. Let me school you. There's nothing more sacred than the anointing. There's nothing more precious than the anointing. There's nothing more fragile than the anointing. But let me also be honest with you. There's nothing more costly than the anointing. It is literally heaven's oil on a person. And when heaven pour on you, you're no longer a natural man. You do things that dazzle with the mind of people. I'm talking about the anointing. It is literally God's fingerprint on a person's life. That you can look at a sister or a brother, and if you're really going to be honest with yourself, you know ain't no way that girl can be doing what she's doing. But she's able to do it because God's fingerprint is on her life. But let me be honest with you. God will not give his anointing to a lazy person. Did you hear what I said? And that is why I said up front, I'm not one of those pastors that dance around the issue. That's why I said up front, the anointing will cost you. So my assignment today is to tell you the cost, tell you the price, tell you how you can get it, how I can get it, so that we all flow in the anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Tell your neighbor, pay attention. Why am I saying you need to pay attention? Because it's one thing to know what it costs, but it's another thing to be willing to pay the price. Everybody wants to get married, but not too many people wants to pay the price. There's a cost. Oh, he's getting mighty quiet now. And one thing about the anointing, you need to know also, it can be lost. Even though you paid for it, you also have to invest your time and energy on maintaining what you got. Sustaining what you got. There are many people, for example, that are healed supernaturally, but they don't know how to maintain their healing. Can you handle the truth? So, how can you lose what you got? there's something that is common to Christians. It's called quiet sins. You can be in the church and look holy, but quiet sins in your life, in my life, can cost you and me to lose the anointing. Nothing worse than for somebody to be anointed by God and through quiet sin, you lose what you got. So part of my assignment today is to point out some of those quiet sins. And then I'm going to pray with you and me. And then I'll let you go home. Then it's up to you whether you want to stay ordinary or whether you want to be an extraordinary man, an extraordinary woman. It's up to you to decide whether when you speak, all the demons in your neighborhood, they'll be on the run. I want to tell you so bad, but the Holy Spirit said, no, nah, don't go there. One time, I live in Tioga area, and one time there was some inmate that escaped in Pollock area. I don't even know where that is. And then they said, everybody, the police, the law enforcement, they were looking for him. And they said, the way they operate, they're going to break into somebody's home. I didn't keep up with the news, to be honest with you. But I came home that day, and I saw my neighbors with guns and walking around. I said, whoa. As a war broke up, I know I'm kind of slow in some area. What's going on? Oh, they told me about what has happened, and that because we live not too far from that place, we target. And I laughed. I told them, I said, look, go home, go sleep. He said, because I live here. Oh, you talk about it. Talk in the neighborhood. They said, did you hear what the Africans said? Oh, goodness gracious. I want to talk to you about the anointing of Almighty God. How it will protect you, even when you cannot protect your own self. Somebody shout the anointing. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, is that many people want the anointing, but very few wants to pay the price. That's right, Pastor. So I want to encourage you. Please, I beg you by the mercy of God, position yourself. Pay the price, because it comes with much reward. Amen. What are the price you need to watch out for? What the Bible called hidden sins, hidden habits, hidden compromises. Church people are notorious for putting up with hidden sins, hidden habits, hidden compromises. These are things that nobody sees. We've learned to drink undercover. We've learned to fool around undercover. Don't look at your neighbor now, because this is not one of those churches. There's too much power punch going on. Undercover sinners. Some of these hidden sins looks very small. Most Christians, they're not going to go blow up the whole neighborhood. So some of these sins looks very small. It looks very harmless. But they can slow you down. They can silently destroy the power of God in your life. You know what is so funny about you being a child of God? If you don't confront these hidden sins, it will confront you. So what we think is hidden is really not hidden before God. The truth be told, my brothers, my sisters, true anointing cannot be sustained by talent. The problem with the church, when we see somebody that is anointed, we say, oh man, he got it. No, 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 he don't. He's just talented. Sometimes we see preachers and they can put on a good show and moonwalk like Michael Jackson and throw up their handkerchief and catch it with their mouth and hoop and holler and put on a good show. No anointing. So true anointing cannot be sustained by talent. True anointing cannot be sustained by charisma. You can sing good and not be anointed. A preacher can preach really good. Hey, don't turn me off. You know God sent me here. Praise the Lord. Preach good, but no anointing behind it. It is not about how loud you pray. It is not about how well you sing. Believe it or not, just like I talk about hidden sin, what will cause you to sustain an anointing is hidden discipline. Things that you do when nobody is listening. Things that you do when nobody is looking. Things that you do without any accolades. I'm trying to help you. True anointing is sustained when there's no crowd. Are you listening to me? True anointing will come when there's no camera. No applause. But if you compare the price, brothers and sisters, God will do some things in your life that would dazzle the mind of your generation. We talk about open doors. You never have to touch the door. You walk towards the door will swing open. You talking, you just joking. And heaven will hear what you say and honor your word. Even when you're not serious about it. Oh, glory. Anointing is very important. So what is the cost, brother pastor? And how can we sustain it once we get it? Well, let me tell you up front, the price is not cheap. You know why I have to say that? And I hope I don't get in trouble with my wife. One of the things I appreciate about her, when we were poor, she learned how to look for bargain. In our house, she had coupons. We had newspaper at that time, Tank Talk or whatever. Now we'd get it digitally. But back then, you get real paper. And Sister Elizabeth would cut the coupon. I don't think she's reading the news. I read the news. She got the coupon. And everywhere there is a sale, or there's a discount, or there's a bargain, that's where. I'm really blessed today in that area because of her. But what I'm saying is this, when it comes to the anointing, there's no bargain. I'm trying to help y'all. I know you are looking for bargain. No, when it comes to the anointing, you're going to pay full price. Can you handle the truth? Spiritual mantles does not fall on bargain. You must be willing to hunger for it. Are you listening to me? You must be willing to pursue it. Can you handle this? Blessed is the man. Blessed is that woman who hunger and thirst after righteousness. That sister girl will be filled. You know what is killing the churches today? No hunger for righteousness. We have learned to have a form of godliness. That's right, sister. There's no power behind it. That power is called the anointing. God deliver me from a man of God, a woman of God, just preaching with no power behind it. Anointing fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Hey, let's sing that just for the fun of it. Somebody shout amen. Somebody shout amen. Even Jesus Christ needed the anointing. Acts chapter 10 verse 38. How God anointed who? Jesus of Nazareth. God anoint him with Holy Ghost. God anoint him with power. As a result, he went about doing good. Healing, not some, all those who are oppressed by the devil. Thank you, Pastor. You know the secret because God was with him. My brothers, my sisters, you would need God's anointing. Please take note. The anointing comes from God. But anointing only rests upon a prepared vessel. That's what we need. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and said, anointing comes from God, but it falls upon those who are prepared. Not your education, not your gift, not your talent, not the size of your church, not the platform you have. You must be prepared. How do you prepare, brother pastor? I'm glad you asked. Luke chapter 9, verse 23. The Bible put it this way. If any man will come after me. Trying to help somebody. Three things, conditions you have to meet. Number one, deny yourself. Number two, take up your cross. God bless you, sister. My sister said daily. That's what the Bible says. That word daily means not occasionally. That's why church folks are lukewarm. That's why we walk around with no anointing, no power. Because we want to carry a cross only when we are on program. Say that word again, daily. Amen. And then he said, follow me. My brothers, my sisters, how do anointing come upon you and me? I just echo it. Deny yourself. Pick up your cross and follow Jesus. Anointing will not come by noise. All this mess we are getting used to in our churches, you're wasting your time and you're wasting everybody else's time. Anointing will never come by performance. Anointing will never come by hypes. Are you listening? It is by what I call private discipline. Private discipline. Now, I know my time is fast spent. The Lord's been warning me, don't put on no show. Just teach the word. Let me quickly identify some things that will cause you and me to lose our anointing. Number one, pride. This was killing the body of Christ. Pride. And pride always masquerade itself in maturity. You will think you're mature. But really what is killing you is a spirit of pride. It's not always obvious. It's not always loud. It will hide itself. You will look normal. At times, pride can even look like spiritual maturity. You are calm, but you're full of pride. It's a spiritual thing. Let me give you some symptoms, since you all called me Dr. Dara. I'm just a jungle boy, but some of the symptoms, when you go to a doctor, they look for symptoms. Some of those symptoms, ladies and gentlemen, is when somebody is ministering to you, Sunday school, church school, choir singing, pastor preaching, and you say, I know that. There's a spirit of pride in you. One of the symptoms is when you think you don't need correction. You'll be amazed how many of you so-called preachers and mature Christians are full of them. One of the symptoms when you think, oh, the pastor is preaching about those on the street. Oh, he ain't talking about me. I'm not preaching. The people on the street are not here. They're out there smoking their weeds. I'm talking to you. When I say you a thief, I'm talking right here. Ladies and gentlemen, pride is deadly. Pride can shut down the working of the Holy Spirit in your life. Holy Spirit can work with a weak person. Holy Spirit can work with a broke person. Holy Spirit can work with a jungle person or uneducated person. But the Holy Spirit cannot work with anybody with pride. Pride will make you unteachable. You come to church, but you are unteachable. Pride will make you unmovable. Pride will make you unreachable. Because you think it's for somebody else, not for you. As a result, the anointing, if you got one, it will eventually die. It will leave you. Anointing can leave. If you don't believe me, when you see Samson, he was anointed, but the anointing left. What is the message? Wherever there is pride, heaven cannot shape a soul. I don't care if it's in the pulpit. I don't care if it's in a small group. Whenever there is pride, God cannot use you. Another thing that can kill anointing, beside pride, is a spirit of offense. Many of you under the sound of my voice, you've been wronged. You've been mistreated. You've been abused. But God cannot use you because you never let go. I used to have a deacon in my church like that. And I saw it clearly. I knew. This is a holdup. He was raised when times were hard for the black people. He would tell me, "Pastor, I love you, but you don't understand what we've been through." He said, "I'll never forgive the white man." Listen to me. I'm trying to help you. Yes, I know, ladies, I know some men abuse you. You better listen to your man of God. Silver and gold, I don't have that. Such as I have, I'm giving to you. There's a way to move up in life. You got to remove a spirit of offense. Anointing will never stay anywhere where you walk around with a spirit of offense. It's a poison stored in the heart. It will choke every blessing of God in your life. It looks harmless. In fact, sometimes you feel justified. I've seen people tell me, "Pastor, if you know what my husband did." I said, "Girl, listen to me. I don't care if your husband's last name is Lucifer. He is too small in the face of Almighty God." Allow God to bless you. Allow God to bless your children. Don't get in the way with your stuck up self. You know what offense does? Spirit of offense will create a shadow where the Holy Spirit refused to hang out. Especially you ladies, you better listen to me. I know the world is cruel. I'm black and proud. And I know I've been through racism. I've been through some mean, evil people. But I would never let them get in the way of my blessing. Oh, Jesus. Offense says I'm hurt. I refuse to heal. Offense says I forgive you, but I never forget. I have somebody in my house that says that all the time. I say, "Nah, this prayer, you're going to slow down my blessing in this house." So I learned to maneuver the traffic around me. Because I know the devil when I see one. Religion will teach you to forgive people, but not to forget. But learn from God. God said, "I forgive you. I will never remember." What a mess their religion of today. Set yourself for uncommon blessings, uncommon miracle that will dazzle the mind of every demon in Central Louisiana. That you become untouchable. because the hand of God is upon you. I've been pastoring this church. I see you stand up. Okay. I've been pastoring this church for 30 years. And I've seen some people that they cannot get healed because of a spirit of offense. They've been wounded. They've been mistreated. So they feel justified. What is my message to you? A bitter heart cannot carry divine anointing. Watch out for another thing, is what I call small compromises. I have to deal with some of this thing I'm teaching you. Ain't no shame in my game. I have to deal with a spirit of offense. I have to deal with pride. Small compromises. I told you this, it's going to cost you. What do I mean by small compromises? That's when you think some things don't matter. Small decisions. Small excuses, small indulgence. You say, let me drink a little bit. A little, don't matter. Woo! Like we don't make pastors like this anymore. This is a pastor, it doesn't harm anything. A little lie. Small dishonesty. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Those little compromises will run him out of town. You know what I'm trying to say to you for the sake of time? What you tolerate will eventually rule your life. I've learned from personal experience. A little compromise, eventually it will get you. Anointing thrives in a place of purity. Anointing thrives in a place of true love. There's a reason why Jesus said, if they take your coat, let them have it. If they slap you, I know some of what I'm teaching you today is on American. That's why you're moving slow. There is an anointing that will carry you in the midst of storm. Jesus said, if they make you walk 1 mile, walk 10. I get tickled when people would tell me, they say, pastor is kind of slow, or pastor is soft-hearted. Or I'm probably the one of the meanest creature you ever meet. In fact, I am trained to hurt people. I'm a lawyer. I'm trained. When I shoot, I would never miss my target. But all the love of Christ, all the love of Christ will cause you to look like a dumbass, to look like a pushover. And people will say, oh, he's just a softy. Trying to help you. how you can walk in true power, true anointing. Watch out. Another thing you need to watch out for is the spirit of lust.
Yes, sir.
I know I don't have time, but I want to touch on some of this thing. You know what I'm trying to tell you? You cannot be walking in sin. I don't care if it's little sin or big sin, and expect also to walk in glory. Can you all handle this? Or you're ready to go home? So you can go to the mall. You push me hard, I'll close the door. Oh, Lord Jesus. Another thing you need to watch out for, I said, is lust. What's wrong with lust? Let me first talk about one thing. So I end up on lust. You know another thing you need to watch out for? Opinions of people. Opinions of people would destroy the anointing on your life. Too many Christians are walking around. They want to be approved. They want to be liked. They want to be pleased. They want to impress others. They want to fit in. They want to be accepted. Pastor James, in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 4 says, friendship with this world. That's right, Pastor, is enmity with God. The anointing will not stay. Follow me as I follow Christ. Do you think I'm trying to impress any of you? Have you known me to try to impress you? Do I really give? You want to be approved. You want to be liked. You want people to be on your side. You want to be a part of the clique. You... Come on, people. Wake up! Wake up! There's too much at stake. Uh-oh, now I'm in trouble. Those of you watching on television, my wife just got up. That's our way of saying, okay, you need to cut it short. Amen. I receive. I'm going to be obedient. You know what I mentioned about lust? Do you remember what destroyed Samson? Lust. Am I right about it? It will kill the anointing. You know what's wrong with lust? Don't hide your head. I've been there. I know. I'm not talking theory. I don't have theories for you. The Lord delivered me several years ago. I stopped trying to impress people. Lust demand attention. Can you handle this? Lust demands secrecy. Oh, it's getting mighty quiet in the house. Ooh, maybe I need to preach more about this. I'm amazed how many head dropped when I got to this topic. Y'all want me to stop? You know what's wrong with lust? It demands for double life. Don't look at your neighbor now. This one of the times you'll be looking down, say, ain't talking about me. Lust is costly. It's a waste of resources. If you really want God to use you, walk away from these things. What's the first thing I told you? Pride. Thank you. See, that's a professor of me. I'm trying to make sure you're listening. What's the second thing I told you? offense. Loose that man. Loose that woman. God has too much in store for you. Let him go. What's the third thing I told you? Small compromises. What's the fourth thing I told you? Lost. What's the fifth thing I told you? Huh? Opinions of others. Don't care what they say. I want to say something else, but just let all men be liars. Let God be true. Okay, I want to pray with somebody. If you can deal with some of these things, the Lord will lift you up. I want you to be honest with the Holy Spirit right now. I know I've taken a lot of your time teaching the word. I'm saying to you, all this desire to be seen, desire to be recognized, all this desire to feel important, to be admired, to be celebrated, is an enemy of the anointing. It looks harmless, but it's deadly. You know why you don't need the applause of man? You know why you don't need the recognition of any man, any woman? You know why you don't need to be offended when they forget to say thank you? Matthew chapter 6 verse 6. You see, whatever you do, go into your secret closet. Just do what is right. Pray. Give. Bless. The Lord had to expose that spirit in me one day. I gave the biggest offering in an event. And they mentioned everybody's name but me. Oh, my flesh rise up. And the Holy Spirit said, look at you. You came to this country with nothing. You had only $100 check and it bounced. Now I bless you to the point that you can give $5,000. And now you have an attitude because they didn't call your name. I was devastated. It's like somebody just undressed me. But I knew the Holy Spirit was telling the truth. I was just a nobody. That God made somebody. I repented. I said, never again. I want to pray with somebody. I know time is over. Maybe you say, Lord, I want you to use me. Lord, I want you to elevate me.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family. Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's Z-I-O-N-H-I-L-L.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcome